Exercise 3. Think about how a parent teaches a child to ride a bike. First, the child watches while the parent does it. Second, the parent runs alongside, holding onto the bike while the child pedals and steers. Finally, the parent lets go and allows the child to carry on independently. This process can be described as the I do and you watch, then we all do together, then you do and I watch sequence. Too often, teachers forget the vital second stage. They model a sample question and response on the board, then set students to work independently, missing the we do phase, in which students work together with teacher facilitation to familiarize themselves with the process. This is where collaborative learning and other small group approaches find their place. Within a unit and within a lesson, it is best to begin with some teacher modeling and move to cooperative discovery before asking students to independently apply their learning.